Hello, Georgia.
Hi.
How are you doing? It's good to see you again, back on Lionheart Radio, the local station. You're going to be performing in front of 15,000 people, including Louis Walsh and Boyzone. I mean, how does this actually make you feel?
I don't think it's, like, sunk in yet.
No. Because, I mean, it's a lot of people. 15,000 people is a vast number. I mean, is it the Carlisle Live, is this... Boyzone are playing there as well, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're actually going to be on stage... the same stage as what Boyzone were.
Yeah, I think we're on before they come on.
Excellent. So how did you actually find out about this Eddie Stobart competition, the Stobart Factor?
It was literally just the day before I went down. My mum just said to me, there's this competition and it's getting held all over the northern area, so we just went down to the Metro Centre the next day and then auditioned.
So it was just a sort of a one-off chance. You thought you'd just nip down and see what it's all about, and then you're now here in the spotlight in front of, well, you will be in front of 15,000 people. So, I mean, can you talk us through the process of the competition? How does it sort of work? How did it sort of entail? Did you just go to the Metro Centre then suddenly find yourself in Carlisle, or was there a big process?
We didn't know anything about it. We just thought we'd just go down there with some backing tracks, and then we found out we had to sing a song a cappella, and then you had to get through and then come back and sing a song with the backing track, and then they chose four people from out of about 30 people, 25 or something, auditioned, and the four of us got through and went to like a boot camp.
Excellent.
Which was just on Tuesday.
So they're people from, those four people are all from the Northumberland area?
Yeah.
Yeah, so obviously because there's the different auditions in the different parts of the country. So that's good. And so you're one from the most northern of Northumberland, Acklin.
Yeah.
You're from Acklin, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yes, just down the road there. Lovely prison. Now, obviously, how does it feel to get... So you got through to the final of Music Means Life, and now you're through to the final of Eddie Stobart Factor. So obviously that must show some indication that you are of high class. I mean, how does that make you feel? You know, does it sort of give you an ego boost? Does it make you a bit more confident about your music and stuff like that?
It definitely gives you a confidence boost, but the competition is like so high in this Eddie Stobart competition, and everyone's just like so good. You can't really pick.
Yeah.
There was meant to be only four people going through a sing at Carlisle Live on the Wednesday, but they couldn't choose, so they put all six.
All six onto the actual competition. That's very interesting. I mean, it's good as well. So you all get to experience the massive audience, and obviously the interview, or the being judged by Louis and the Boyzone, Shane and stuff like that. And obviously, not many people, especially from this area, get the chance to kind of do that. And the fact that you just went to the Metro Centre on the off chance, and now you're kind of, you know, you're in the actual final, aren't you? This is the final of the competition, and obviously the prize, what is the prize for this, is it?
The prize is £10,000.
Not bad.
And
there's a record contract as well, you get to produce your own CD or something in London.
Yeah, something along those lines.
So you've just strolled down to the Metro Centre, you handed your CD and stuff like that, and now you've got the chance of winning £10,000 and to record your own CD down in London. You must sort of be nipping yourself thinking, is this real? You know, actually happening?
I haven't even thought about the money or anything. It's just
What would you want to do with the cash if you won the £10,000? Would it be just put into a savings account, or would you?
I think most of it would go towards my singing career, because I do gigs around the area, like in bars and restaurants on a Sunday afternoon, so it would definitely go towards equipment.
Excellent. Well, I mean, £10,000 will get you a lot of equipment as well. So it'd be nice sum of money to have. What song did you actually sing at the competition? Was it the same song all the time, or did you sort of change the songs?
No, I sang Hurt by Christina Aguilera to get through at the Metro Centre. Mm-hmm. But then when I went back, they wanted a song with the backing track, so I sang Bridge Over Troubled Waters.
Excellent. Well, I have Bridge Over Troubled Waters on the computer here. So why did you choose Bridge Over Troubled Water?
I think it's a bit different. Like, you get so many people singing Celine Dion songs, Whitney Houston songs, all them big diva songs, and it shows that a different type of singer.
Well, you've also got the range as well in the different sounds. Bridge Over Troubled Water, George Overton.
When you're weary, feeling small,
There we go.
The wonderful sound of George Overton there. Your mum's standing out there in the little in the booth there, sort of listening from the radio outside. Have you had much sort of backing from the family? Are the family proud of you at the moment? Because obviously it's such a first. Because you telling me before you're only 15, so it's such a big thing to do for, you know, such a young person.
Yeah, definitely. Not long ago, I was ringing around pubs and stuff asking for a job, and they just thought, right, you know what, just make something of your voice because.
Yeah.
Sitting on a gold mine, so.
And how long have you actually been singing for?
I've been singing since I can remember. Like, my dad even says to us now, oh, I've always known that you were going to be a singer.
Yeah.
I've only just started getting back into it, like, seriously, a couple of years ago. And it's brought my, especially being in Music Means Life, it's boosted my confidence so much because that was the first competition I've ever been in.
So you've only actually ever been in two sort of talent shows.
Yeah.
And the two talent shows that you've been in, you've actually exceeded to the very end stages.
Yeah.
When is it?
The
23rd of August, over in Carlisle. Would you ever see yourself doing things like something like The X Factor or anything like that on TV, or is that too mainstream?
Yeah, people say all the time, why don't you go on The X Factor, go on that, but...
Yeah, it could either do you wonders or it could sort of ruin it straight away, whereas what you're doing at the moment is really good, because, I mean, well, the one at Carlisle's got Louis Walsh anyways,
so
he's from X Factor. Plus, it's just one, you know, a smaller showcase. And it's still giving you the opportunity to show your music and get out there. And being in front of 15,000 people at one time is a lot of people. I'm sure once you get on stage and things like that, you'll be fine. And you'll
try not to think about.
Yeah, how many songs are you actually doing on the day? Is it just the one?
You just do one. Yeah.
And will you be singing the one that one there?
Yeah.
Very nice. And is that the one that you use to get through to that stage?
The boot camp.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what I've been singing and working on. It's all about performance as well. It's not, you have to perform to all of the audience. When I was standing up on that stage the other day, even in boot camp, even though you're not performing to that many people, it's still mad. And then he said, "You're going to be the stage is going to be three times as big." So
And with a lot more audience.
Yeah, definitely.
So what did the boot camp entail? What was that all about?
There was 15 of us from Blackpool, Manchester, Newcastle, and Carlisle, and we all had to sing a song a cappella again, and then we had to also had to sing another song with a backing track and. Eight of us got through and seven went home.
Right.
And then we had to sing a third song with a backing track and then two went home.
So you've sort of survived all the evictions, as it were. And how long did the boot camp last for? Was it
It was over 2 days, but because Carlisle's quite far away, we stayed over in a hotel, so it was really nice. And people that I'm working like that who were with, all six of us, are like really, really good. I get on with them really
well. So you sort of created more new friends, as it were. So you've
especially them all being different age ranges as well.
Yeah, because you were saying as well, you're the youngest in the competition. Is there a limit to how old you can be in this competition?
It's definitely from 15 upwards, but I think they're more interested in the younger.
I suppose, someone like yourself, once you get on the bandwagon, you've got all those years to sort of, you know, better yourself and make yourself even better, and then get your albums released and get all over the world and things like that. Where would you like to see yourself in 5 years?
Ooh, I don't know. I just like to be noticed.
Yeah.
I want to be like noticed.
So you're not one of these people who thinks, you know, wants himself to be sort of worldwide this money and stuff like that, as long as your music's good.
There's so many people like that. I think you achieve more when you're more like.
To see what happens.
Yeah,
if it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, well, you know, you've done your best.
Yeah.
And obviously, you've had so many experiences for a 15-year-old lass and have all these experiences already. Is you know, there's a lot more than what all the people that I know have done, you know, and they're all different age ranges and stuff like that. So it's very impressive, and all the best of luck for this competition in Carlisle, because it sounds like a very interesting thing, and I'll keep my eyes on it. Is it on TV?
No, there's so many like cameras, different cameras.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
there'll just be different news groups.
It was on the ITV local. And
the ITV Borders, I think it is, over in Carlisle.
Yeah, and BBC.
BBC Northwest, I think it'll be.
Something.
But I'm sure if you go on the website, type in George Overton on Google or something like that, you'll get lots of information. And I think your grandmother sent your mother an email that she forwarded onto us with different links and things like that. That's all over the web. So I mean, you've got your media side of things is sort of starting to grow, and there's lots of talk. I checked out one of the blog websites on there, and there was just pages upon pages of different comments and stuff about you. So
yeah.
Again, I mean, it shows that there's the audience out there and everyone sort of liking your music. And it must, again, that must sort of help with your confidence and stuff when you read nice comments about that on the website and stuff like that.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for coming along to Lionheart Radio.
Thank you for having me.
The trip between Accrington and here. And you know, if you do win this thing on Saturday, we'd love to have you back and tell us all about it, and obviously have the exclusive interview before you hit the BBC Radio 1 and things like that. But thanks very much, George. I'm going to play out with a song that's probably not the similar sounding as the one that that you sang, but it's the one that I enjoy. And I hope people out there will enjoy it as well. This is MadCon and Beggin'.